Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's good morning, Oisín Coyne.
It is indeed. Good morning, Áine, to you. Well, today marks 1 week since the opening ceremony of the Olympics. It's hard to believe. But it's now 4 medals so far for Ireland in Paris. The latest coming in the rowing with Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch winning bronze in the A final of the men's double sculls yesterday. But history beckons for Paul O'Donovan on day 7. The man from Skibbereen can become the first Irish Olympian to medal at 3 games if he and Fintan McCarthy can achieve a podium finish in the lightweight double sculls final. That takes place just after 11 o'clock. We'll have more on that during our Olympic slot in the next hour. Now to soccer and mixed fortunes for League of Ireland clubs in Europe last night. St. Pat's are through to the third qualifying round of the UEFA Conference League. That's after a 2-2 draw secured them a 5-3 aggregate victory over FC Vaduz. One of Pat's recent signings, Zach Elbazetti, was a standout for the Saints and even went on to score his first goal for the club last night.
Just important to get through. Obviously, buzzing to score my first goal, and it's an important goal, so I think it's good timing.
Some atmosphere behind you. The away fans made noise all night, and we scored at key times, having gone behind on both occasions, which I think was huge.
Yeah, I think it's difficult when you come away from home. You have to show a lot of resilience. It wasn't pretty, but like you said, we went behind twice, and a lot of teams would roll over and give up, but we didn't give up. We kept going, and I think in the end we deserved that over the two ties.
Talk us through your goal and Jake's assist as well.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought there was an opportunity for him to give it earlier, but then we know how good Jake is 1v1, so it's just about getting in the box. And yeah, I like to come into that sort of cutback position, so when I seen the ball coming, I was buzzing.
I know you came to the club to play in Europe and play in nights like this as well, so it's a decent start in your first couple of weeks as a Saint.
Yeah, for sure. These are the moments you want as a footballer. Like you said, like, a lot of supporters travel. They pay their hard-earned money to come support us, so it's good that we can reward them. And yeah, long may it continue. We want to keep going and get through as many rounds as possible.
And that's Zach Elbazetti there speaking to the St. Pat's media. And Stephen Kenny's side will now face Sabah from Azerbaijan over 2 legs with a place in the playoff round on offer. But as somewhat expected following last week's 3-0 first leg defeat to FC Zurich in Switzerland, Shelburne bowed out of Europe following last night's 0-0 draw in the second leg at Talca Park. Full focus for manager Damien Duff will now be on the league, with Shells leading the way on 3 points clear of Derry City, who are in second. But there is 3 games down for decision in the League of Ireland Premier Division this evening. Shamrock Rovers will be looking to bounce back from Tuesday's defeat to Sparta Prague as they welcome Waterford to Talla Stadium. Rovers are currently 5th, just above Galway on goal difference, who are away to Dundalk, and bottom side Drogheda host Bohemians. All of those matches kick off at 7:45. And to racing, the Guinness Handicap is the feature on day 5 of the Galway Festival, and looking ahead to it for us is Dave Keena.
We're just past the halfway stage of the 7-day Galway Festival, and yesterday we had a brilliant winner of the Guinness Galway Hurdle when Nürburgring beat another 4-year-old Nadawi to scoop the first prize for Joseph O'Brien and JJ Slevin. Today's feature is the Guinness Handicap over a mile and a half in Sirius, which sprang a huge shock at 50-1 when she won the Qualified Riders Handicap here on Monday. It's the favourite to land the feature prize for William Mullins. Rachel Blackmore has a rare flat ride for Henry de Bramhead on Gentleman Joe in the day's feature. The action gets underway at 5 o'clock.
There you have it. So an 8-race card at Galway this evening. And speaking of Galway, in the next hour we look ahead to Sunday's TG Cahir All-Ireland Ladies Senior Football Final between Galway and Kerry.